peace to each one. We find our God faithful this morning. We find our emotions stirred and our feelings of love and compassion for Him. We find them running high this morning. Let us just bow our hearts and lives here for a word of prayer together. Father, we lift up Your name. We say power, glory, and majesty to You. We say all that we are to You. Peace, glory, and grace to You, Father. We love You this morning. As we come into Your presence, we desire to worship You from pure hearts and pure lives. Holiness and sanctification, Lord, we desire to find of You here this morning. It is with joy that we lift our praise, our voices of praise and worship to You and honor You, Father, for being all to us. Lord, we do pray and ask Your anointing and Your special blessing on our lives as we seek You. We pray, Father, that You would continue to prepare us for eternity. Would You continue to prepare us for what You have for us to come? Would You prepare us to serve? Would You continue to strengthen Your precepts in our heart and our life? Would You challenge our values, Lord? Would You challenge our practices, the practices of our everyday life? We thank You for the word on discretion, Father. Would You help us in this area? Lord, would You help us to live fruitful, holy, godly lives? Father, we ask that this time these words would make sense. We pray that somehow these words would be a tribute to Your faithfulness and also would challenge our lives to a deeper commitment to You and to trust You in a deeper way, Father, today. Thank You for this opportunity to seek You. We love You with all of our heart. In Your worthy name we pray. Amen. We must say it is a bit challenging and harder to share as we think of each one of you. As you come to the service, you bring the Spirit of God with you. And we all feed from this Spirit of God and in each other and also God as He is among us. So this is a bit more challenging this morning to share our heart and our thoughts, but we're looking to the Lord to help us. This morning, we would like to share a few thoughts titled Jehovah Jireh. It is a tribute to God and His faithfulness, and along with the joy that we've been experiencing to have a God that provides, to have a Lord that provides, a Lord that goes before us, and a Lord that watches over us, and a Lord that provides in every way possible. This morning, our heart is to challenge us to a deeper looking to Him, a deeper trusting in Him, and also a rejoicing of what we've experienced in these days. We have found Him so faithful and He so provides. So as we start here this morning, let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 12, verse 24, to draw a passage here from the book of Luke. In chapter 12, verse 24, it says here, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. They have no way to put ahead for tomorrow the things that they find today. They have no way to store." It says, "Neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?" is the question to be answered. The question is, the answer to the question is, we are worlds more loved by God than even the fowls of the air. Here is a short account to help us put this in perspective. Said the robin to the sparrow, "I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and hurry so." Said the sparrow to the robin, "Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me." Think of these words. Have you found yourself a bit anxious? Have you found worry in your life in these days? The Bible teaches us that the fowl of the air have a provider, someone who cares for them. How about you? Have you experienced Jehovah Jireh in your life? Luke chapter 12 also says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And it says, and not one of them is forgotten before God. Not one of them is forgotten before God. The thesis for our thoughts today is faith is the ability to depend on God's provision, even in the darkness of life. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Our heart is to encourage us in this way today that the Lord provides. A description of and meaning of the word Jehovah that I found interesting. The word Jehovah means he who is and will be. Jehovah. He who is and will be. So how is it with us this morning? Can we stand with our eyes lifted up to our faithful God? And can we look in his face and say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides for me. God has provided all that we could want for eternity and the life to come. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 says, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Verse 20 says, and we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Amazing words here. We didn't spend so much time this morning listing all the things that God is and God has done for us in this life now and the life to come, but it was on our heart, and we will not be able to completely compass the grand subject we have this morning of giving honor and to Jehovah Jireh, and also to challenge our lives to continue to look to him as the Lord that provides. So do we have the calm, sure resolve in our hearts this morning that the Lord goes before us and the Lord will always provide? That God is our provider. May every eye of faith be turned to behold our magnificent Almighty God this morning with a steadfast gaze of dependence and trust on him. He is worthy. As we will attempt to establish the foundation of this truth, as he never forsook his people, and he went before them and provided, and all the examples that we will share in the coming here as we continue to go through this message. It seems like Jehovah Jireh could be said after reading almost every verse in the Bible. Almost after every verse of Scripture, we could say, God provides, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. And surely the Lord provides could be found on every page of God's holy word. Can we confidently say the Lord is my provider? Can we say the Lord is our provider? Are we looking to him? Are we finding him sufficient? Is there joy and security in these days as we have experienced him as our great provider in so many ways that are beyond us being able to number? There's so many things he does for us that we cannot begin to declare them. Can we say, Jehovah Jireh? Consider with me the change that would come to the whole world, to all of mankind, and consider the hope to all if we could see with the eagerness that our God desires to be worshipped and trusted as Jehovah Jireh, a Lord that provides all that is needed to his creation. We may not have all that we want. We may have dreams and aspirations. We may want stockpiles of this or more of this or that than we need. God doesn't promise to give us all that we want, but he does give us what is needed. As I thought of the scripture in Psalms, I forget which psalm it was, it says, I have been young and I have been old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. It's not necessarily a promise that we will never be hungry, but we do have a God that cares about us and does provide. The last part of Psalm 36, verse 6 says, O Lord, Thou preservest man and beast. Then we're going to go to Psalm 147, verse 8 and 9. It says, Who covers the heaven with clouds? Who prepareth rain for the earth? Who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains? He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. Psalm 104, verse 27 and 28 say, These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them they gather. Thou openest thy hand, and they are filled with good. These scriptures are telling us that all that God has created looks to Him, finds substance in Him, and God cares for them. For all of His creation, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. From these scriptures, out of these psalms, we learn that God provides for all His creation, all the myriads of creatures, big or small, every shape and size, are fed by Jehovah's providing hand. The countless animals, the innumerable birds, the inconceivable abundance of fish, the all but infinite, unnumberable armies of insects, all owe their continuance of life to God's unceasing care and provision. What an awesome God He is. And consider with me what a debased creature must be who sees no trace of such a God in the universe and feels no awe of Him, nor desires to worship and be in His awesome presence. How debased must such a creature be who doesn't see a God that provides, a Jehovah Jireh. 2 Samuel 22, verse 31 says, As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and He is always found faithful. It finishes by saying, He is a buckler to all them that trust Him. I would have been interesting to look up that word buckler. I was planning on it and I forgot. But that's an interesting story. In my mind, a buckler is someone who goes before us and protects us. He is that to all those that trust in Him. It was this week one night that a brother was in a conversation on the phone with another brother that was in a distant land. And as they were visiting and fellowshipping, there was a robin that lighted on a tree not far away. And this robin began to just chirp, and it wouldn't stop, just continuously chirping. So loud that it could be heard over the phone. The other brother from the distant land was able to hear this robin chirping. And it wasn't just an accident. The robin wasn't far away, and he kept right on as darkness fell into the night. You didn't hear any other birds, but this robin kept on singing. And then it was realized after the call was ended that this robin had quit chirping. And this might seem like a minor story with not much value, but it was Jehovah Jireh, I believe, that sent this robin. It was not normal the way he sang and chirped loudly. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4 has some more interesting scriptures for us as we consider this topic, Jehovah Jireh. It says, Isaiah 46, verse 4, it says, And even to your old age I am He. And even to hoar hairs, in other words, gray hairs, will I carry you. I have made you. I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. This is an amazing promise from Jehovah Jireh that goes along with this account. God cares for us. A husband stood by the coffin of his beloved wife after only one short year of wedded happiness. The clasp of that love was very sweet, but how brief a time it lasted, and how desolate was the life that had lost the precious companionship. A little baby, 2 weeks old, was left motherless. The mother clasped the child to her bosom and drew her feeble arms about it in one last loving embrace. The little one will never more have a mother's arm around it. So dependent is human life, with its broken relationships, its little moments of love, its embraces that are torn away in 1 hour. But the arms of our great Jehovah God, our everlasting arms, they shall never unclasp. Jehovah Jireh. Psalm 48:14 says these words, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide unto death." God, this God is our God forever and ever. What amazing words in Holy Writ. God is an infinite being without bounds to His essence, wonderful in all that He does, inconceivable in His purposes, and inexpressible in His attributes. He is infinitely more than worlds in Himself, too high for our speculations and too majestic for our descriptions, yet He is the great Jehovah Jireh to all of us. Jehovah Jireh is everywhere all the time. Therefore, He has said, "In 6 troubles I will be with you, and in 7 I will not forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Now consider with me just a few examples from the Bible of men that found Jehovah Jireh completely faithful as they put their trust in Him. We can stand with Noah and consider the ways of Jehovah Jireh as He provided the wisdom, power, and endurance to build an ark to the saving of Noah's house. Consider the gopher wood and the pitch and the food and the perseverance. All that was needed was amply supplied. The animals were brought and fouled into the ark, and the door was shut by none other than Jehovah Jireh. We could stand with Noah and say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. The Lord is faithful to provide. Consider with me the story of Abraham. There's much that could be said about this account. God called Abraham and He said, "Go 3 days, travel 3 days, and offer up your son." And Abraham, we do not find in Scripture that Abraham hesitated. He gathered everything together, his servants and fire and his son, and they traveled 3 days. And we will just pick up the story here as Abraham had obediently followed and been obedient to what he was asked to do. We'll pick up the account here in Genesis chapter 22, verse 10, and we'll read down through 17 here. And we'll just pick up this account and maybe make a few comments afterward. Genesis chapter 22, verse 10 and onward. "And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, being caught in him a ram, And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." The Lord provides. There's much that could be said here about this example out of the Bible, the faithfulness of Abraham and Jehovah Jireh and how He provides. But Jehovah Jireh here in this account was a place in the Bible that God brought Abraham to. It is better known today as Mount Moriah. Abraham's faith was tested, and at Jehovah Jireh, at this place, God said, "For now I know that thou fearest God." And I think that many times God wants to do that in our life. He wants to test our faith, whether we do trust Him to provide. And He is faithful to do this for us. Later, God said in Numbers to help put Abraham's... I was just thinking of this. I thought of this later. Later in Numbers, God says in Numbers 3, chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord," He says. Now, this was after God had called Abraham to take Isaac and offer him up. So maybe I don't want to confuse anyone, but for some reason, I don't know what all God was trying to do, but I had to think of that scripture as I thought of how God tested Abraham and asked him to give up his firstborn and his only son. And it's something that God continued to say, that the firstborn is mine, because his son was later to be the Lamb of God that was sacrificed for the world. It seems as you study the life of Abraham after this experience at Jehovah Jireh, it seems like it changed his life and he was never the same. It's an interesting account that much could be said and considered that I'm not prepared to do here today. But I would also like for us to remember that some years later in these same mountains, this Mount Moriah, some claim it was Mount Moriah itself, God gave His only Son to be crucified. Mount Moriah, or in the very close proximity, became Golgotha, or Calvary, where Jesus Christ gave His life and was crucified. We can again say Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. The utter lost hopelessness of each of us. Where would we be if the Lord had not provided? How could we ever say Jehovah Jireh had God not given us His only Son? And here's an account from Luke, some scripture to go with those thoughts, and from Peter. So Luke 23, verse 33 and 34. "And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted His raiment and cast lots." And we can lift our heads with joy and say, God has provided. We were lost. We were bound for hell. We had a weight of sin. We had no way to help ourselves. And God provided Jehovah Jireh. Also in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through 23, there's just a passage of scripture here that I would like to read to go with this. It says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, things that perish, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead, and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Here we see again, we can say after each one of these verses here, we can say, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. May God's people rejoice. We have a God that provides and cares for His people. It is in the times of deep adversity. It is in these times when we see, when God is most clearly seen. Sometimes we have to think that God allows times like this. It is times like this When men begin to question their own, what they're made of and what they believe, and is there really a God? We think that God is calling souls to Himself even now, even in this our day. He continues to build His church. And so if you're listening this morning and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never experienced that benevolent love of God, if you've never had a time in your life where old things passed away, where you've repented and give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never experienced that divine love, that life-changing, transforming power, this morning we say, come to Jesus. His invitation stands ready. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If that's you this morning, don't let the day end today without coming to Christ, without coming to God, and giving everything to Him, and repenting of all your sins, and casting all your care upon Him, and allowing Him to change and shape and mold you into His very own image, and allowing His nature and His Spirit to live in you. Come to Him. He wants to change your life. He wants you to be part of that bride that is to come, the bride that will be seated with Him throughout all eternity. Next, as we're going through these characters in the Bible, these godly men that have found Jehovah Jireh faithful, we come to Moses. The Bible says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I'd say he knew Jehovah Jireh. He knew he had a God that provided. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Jehovah Jireh was not some abstract truth that Moses knew about, but Jehovah Jireh was real in his life. He made choices. Knowing Jehovah Jireh as the Lord that provides helped him to make these choices. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. He would rather do that than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He is esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Yes, may this be our testimony. May this be our life. May we know Jehovah Jireh in such a way that it helps us in every decision we make in life. Jehovah Jireh, may He not be some abstract truth that we know about, but may He be our life. Acts 17:28 says, for in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Now we move on to Joseph. Joseph found Jehovah Jireh in Egypt. And David found him as he fled from Saul. Caleb and Joshua found him in the land of Cana. Elijah found him as he waited by the brook Cherith on the ravens to feed him. Think of that. Jehovah Jireh had ravens bring food to Elijah. Let's just read this account here in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 3 through 6. It says, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, which is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Jehovah Jireh, I would to God that you would all find yourself saying these words in the days and weeks to come. May this truth change our lives, and may we just find these words in our hearts and our soul. Jehovah Jireh, as we face life and its challenges, may we look to Him and be faithful to put our trust and dependence in Jehovah Jireh, and not on the things of this world or in men or in our abilities or in our carnal strength or our carnal reasoning. There's so many other things that we can be looking to and trusting without understanding. Here's another account of Jehovah Jireh's provision in Elijah's life. And we will just read it here in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5 through 8. It says, "And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again." Now, who do you suppose provided the cake and the curse of water, the cruse of water, if I'm not pronouncing it right? Who do you suppose provided that? "And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mount of God." And before these scriptures here to bring us to the account, we see that Elijah had taken his eyes off the Lord our God and he fixed them on his present circumstances. And he had said some things, he was discouraged, and he went and laid under this juniper tree. But God sent an angel to wake him and to provide for him and to strengthen him and to encourage him. But there's a lesson here for us. To our physical being, the present circumstances are real. It is easy to allow these circumstances to control us and to react or to respond to them from our carnal reasoning or our carnal in the flesh, you might say. But God's ways are much higher than our ways, and we tend to look at temporal when we need to focus on the eternal things. The message is not to ignore the circumstances, but may we have the grace to look past the circumstances to Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides, and put our faith in Him, faith that brings joy, comfort, and peace, not as the world gives, only for a fleeting moment, but true faith that endures and helps us stand the test of time. Faith that will help us overcome and be victors in this present life. Faith is a real possession in our heart and the very center and essence of our life. Next, we go on to Daniel. We have Daniel as he went to the lion's den. He had his trust in Jehovah Jireh. We have Jesus Christ. We have Paul, Peter, and the rest of the apostles. And there's many others, examples that we could draw from in the Holy Bible. But let us remember them as we consider these next words. It says, in all of these examples that we could draw from the Bible, let us think of all of these men of God that put their trust in Jehovah Jireh. And as we consider these words here, and it says, "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. But they could all say they found Jehovah Jireh completely faithful." Every one of them could say this. Now let us turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25, and read a passage of Scripture here that we may make some comments on. And maybe not a lot, because it's pretty self-explanatory. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Let me turn there this morning and just read this portion of Scripture. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, Jehovah Jireh? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God is telling us here to not let care that divides us into our thoughts. We can let care divide us. Anxious or distracting care, which divides or distracts the mind away from Jehovah, from God, from Christ. God is telling us here to not allow these cares into our life. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, because we have a Jehovah Jireh. We have a God, the Lord that provides. I don't think the message here is that we shouldn't do what we know we need to. I think the message is not that we should just sit and not do what we can. But I think the message is to not worry, to not fret, to not be anxious, to not be overly anxious. I think the message, I think we should be diligent, and whatsoever our hand finds to do, we should do it with all of our might. But I think that in times like this, we should have the peace that passes all understanding in our hearts and lives. And we should know that we have a Lord that provides for us. So as we consider these words here, which one of us can, by anxiously considering, by most severely persevering and endeavoring, by straining his wit and strength to very utmost, by spending his days and nights in the most notable effort, which one of us can add one cubit to our stature? The answer is none of us can add to our stature. And so the message is clear. May we not worry. May we not be anxious. And may we cast our care upon the Lord. Psalms 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We can know that we have a God that provides for us. We can know Jehovah Jireh in this way as well. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him. Let's just read this in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. It says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The confidence we can have in one that freely gave us the Son of his love. He freely gave us his Son. How shall he not freely give us all things? As Romans here says. He spared not his own Son, Jehovah Jireh. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. Here, that scripture might be a little... I put that in there, but someone anonymous, I'm not sure who it was, used these words years ago and ordered them to be engraved on his tomb. These are the words. It says, God's providence is my inheritance. God's providence is my inheritance. Think of those words. Can we confidently say today, the Lord is my provider, that I personally know Jehovah Jireh? Are we experiencing that joy, that security, and that comfort today? To know in our own personal lives that we have a Lord that watches over us and a Lord that provides. Have we experienced him as a God that deeply cares and that we know will provide? Blessed is the man. Here's a thought. Blessed is the man who is too busy to worry in the daytime and too sleepy to worry at night. We have a We're reminded that God designs what we experience in life. We decide how we handle these experiences. Whether we allow these experiences to change us into His glorious image. That is God's heart. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. What kind words, for He careth for you. Those are simple words, but may we remember them today. Here's the scripture I had thought about in Psalm chapter 37. It says, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Again, the thesis of our thoughts here today, faith is the ability to depend on God's provision even in the darkness of life. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Our heart here has been to encourage you to be rejoicing, to be at peace, and to be completely secure in Jehovah Jireh in these days. He is a God that knows more than we do. He has our best in mind. And as He continues to shake the universe, what cannot be shaken will remain. And these are just the beginning of what God is wanting to do. He's wanting all who have not come to Him and have experienced Him, and wanting all those that have not given their life to Him, He's wanting them to have the opportunity to know that there is a Jehovah Jireh. There is a Lord that doth provide. And there's a God that deeply cares and watches over us. Now, in closing here, I probably went through this a little faster than I had planned. But in closing here, I would just like to share a story that I think God can use to speak to our hearts. And I'm going to title it, I'm going to change it just a bit from what it is. It's Remember Who You Are and Remember Who You Serve. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. Remember who you are. My mother often said these four simple words when we boys left to go somewhere. Whether we were going to school, to a farewell gathering for friends, or leaving for voluntary service. Mother wanted us to remember who we were, and we add the words, remember who you serve. These were wise words, and when taken to heart, they kept us from many a wayward path. My mother was not concerned with keeping a good reputation or a good name for our family, as she was with leaving a good testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. She not only taught us that by her words, but by her life. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, we read, For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I am the possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has ransomed my soul with His own precious blood. He has given me a reason to live. He has called me to glorify God with my body. I remember the price that was paid. My mother has gone on to her eternal reward, yet her words live on in my memory. Son, remember who you are and remember who you serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve Jehovah Jireh. And Jehovah Jireh means the Lord provides. And Him we can put all our trust. So I'll just turn the time back over to Brother Allen here. And we do want to share that we do deeply miss each one of you. And we trust that soon we can gather as we have. And we trust that God will continue to work in your lives. We trust that you'll use this time to deeper establish your relationship with Him. Use this time to build the family altar with devotion or whatever it is, if it's been lacking. Build this time to dig into your children's hearts and lives. Lead your young ones to the Lord. Use this time to establish a godly home. And use this time in every way that you can to continue to prepare for eternity. We do love and appreciate all of you. May God bless us.